Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy Friday, episode 2 of series 3. Are we rolling with that?
Maybe not forever, but certainly short term it's nice to delineate from the old pod, isn't it?
Joe Smith's over there, hello.
Hello.
Ethan James over there, hello sir.
Oh, hello there, sir.
How are you, Joe?
I'm good, lots to come in the podcast. We have got Sloppy Survey on the way, Joe versus Joe, we've also got top 3,
yeah.
And Ethan's film review is back.
Oh, it is.
I'd like, though, whilst we've got them hook, line and sinker, to push the new and improved Sloppy Joe's Patreon.
It's gone down an absolute storm, hasn't it, come down with me?
Yes.
It's come down with me. It joins the pantheon of greats, a.k.a. your come down with me and Ethan's come down with me.
Mm-hmm.
And a sort of rejig of the whole system. After episode 300, we realised the way we were doing it couldn't last.
It couldn't last.
Joe was too tired. Ethan was, doing too much, etc. So what we've decided to do is focus on the Patreon, which means we're bringing more varied content, more exciting stuff, more stuff out of the studio, not just the two weekly pods where at times we're filming 2 hours back to back, not sure what to do. Such things as Come Down With Me, we've got restaurant reviews, we've got all sorts to
come on there.
We're
going to the middle of Ireland.
We're going on a trip to Ireland, which we couldn't have done under the old format. So it's a bit of a rejig, a bit of a change. If you want to see all the extra stuff, make sure you check out the Patreon.
Yeah, and hopefully by now, on the Friday this comes out, the Patreon exclusive is going to be me giving Ethan and Joe what I think is the best kebab of their lives.
Yeah,
I'm putting my neck on the line here.
You said it's the best kebab you've ever had.
Ever had. And I'm slightly worried because the last time I had it, it was a bit messy.
Yeah.
And I hope that doesn't take away from how tasty it is.
I can't wait to try that. So make sure you check out the link in the description for the Patreon. And obviously, if you just want to watch the public episodes, that is fine as well. We'll be here every single week.
Yes.
But Joe, there's a bit of an elephant in the room. Or actually, an elephant not in the room, unfortunately.
Dom
today.
Where is Dom?
He's working. It's as simple as that.
Is he still at the coffee shop?
Yeah, he's still at the coffee shop. I rang him when he was there the other day, and I didn't know he was there, and he says, oh shit, someone's coming. And then I had to hang up the phone. So he's willing to sort of just answer the phone willy-nilly when he's on shift.
Yeah.
But he's had a big week, so he'll be back next week, but he's got a lot to talk to us about.
Brilliant.
Very
exciting. Just us three? Those cosy boys in a room.
Really exciting though, isn't it?
Would we all fit in a double bed?
Huh?
Would we all fit in a double bed?
Well, we're probably about to find out next month, aren't we?
Yeah, because... So let me get... more information will be coming out about this island trip as we go on. We'll tell you it's the 15th of November, and we'll tell you it's the most central part of our... Like, when you get the pub on the map, you won't believe how central it is. So wherever you're from, you're only about a two-hour, three-hour drive away from it.
Imagine that's Ireland, roughly speaking. It's there, isn't it? It's literally like you said.
A patron owns a pub and he has invited us. I've got some more details for you if that's all right.
Yeah.
Because I had a call with him.
Did you?
David McGuinness.
That is proper J.K. Rowling wrote an Irish character name in it as well.
Oh, man.
David McGuinness.
So he gives us a call up when
Is he a slopper, obviously?
Slopper loves it.
Can't is wait. It a prank?
No, it's definitely not a prank.
Yeah, are we going to get caught up?
No, we're not. You should have heard him on the phone. He's the most lovely man. He can't wait. He's very excited.
How old is he?
I think he's about late 30s, 40.
Okay, cool. Roughly.
During our conversation, he stood on a mousetrap.
Which is exceptional, isn't it?
And he swears that his place is...
the most comic book injury in the world.
He swears that his place has the best Guinness in Ireland. So when we go there, we're going to find out some of his secrets. He's going to help us split the G. Sorry, just drink loads of Guinness.
Yeah.
He's going to put a band on for us in the night.
You're joking?
Yeah, he's putting he's putting an old school trad band on.
What's that mean? So traditional band. Old school Irish jiggies.
Yeah, and he's told, and he said that he's pre-warned the local B&B that there might be some other people coming down. So I don't know when we'll reveal that, but soon. We'll give people a warning.
Yeah.
A month's warning, maybe.
I can't wait.
What else did he say? Oh, so there is room for us to stay above the pub.
Yeah.
It's two double beds.
How does that look then?
Well, I'd like to talk about that now.
Okay. Oh, well, here's one thing that is just something that needs to go up front straight away. Dom is the loudest sleeper of all time.
So my thoughts were, does Dom have his own room and then us three share a double bed?
What, so he has his own... We can't... Right. So no, Dom has his own double bed in the car park.
What's the point of us sharing a room with that man? He's going to be so loud.
I'm happy to sleep on the floor somewhere.
What was up, Ethan?
This is a nightmare scenario for me.
Why?
Because you're... I don't know what word to use here to be polite.
Okay. Oh, no. Forget that. Just say how it is.
You're fucking minging, right?
Yeah. I'm minging.
You smell, you sweat, you're loud.
Yeah. You're not, I think you should take the smell a bit back.
He doesn't really smell.
I don't smell.
No, he does. He, after the inevitable 15 pints of Guinness.
Okay, then I stink. Who doesn't smell after 15 pints of Guinness?
This is the scenario, isn't it, that we're having, isn't it? So you will be smelling terrible.
Yeah, but
the way
you said it, I just stink like I'm coming here like a fucking smelly bastard. All right, smell better than you.
Okay, every weekend when you get on the piss, you stink. So you stink.
Okay,
stink once a week.
Right. I stink once a week, okay?
Yeah.
All right, yes, Saturday night, after an 18-inch Donna Calzone, which I'll get on to, I did stink.
18.
I don't want to be in a room with any of you.
What about Joe?
Joe would be winning, but I
thank you.
I hate sharing a bed with friends and stuff.
Right.
I despise it. I've done it before. Do you know when you're like, you go on a trip somewhere, your mates, out of a trip, we'll squeeze in or whatever. I really dread it almost.
It's just for one night.
Are we staying above the pub? Are we staying in the pub?
We're staying in the pub.
Oh. So here's what I reckon's going to happen. So the bloke who's David.
Yeah, he owns the pub.
He owns the pub. So we're just going to get pissed until we want to go to bed, aren't we?
Yeah.
And
we've got to steady ourselves.
You could always sleep on some chairs in the pub.
I was just thinking that as you were talking.
If there's a bench, because I've seen the corner. In the pub. Yeah. I've seen it. Is it karaoke or is it just music night?
He said he could put on whatever we want.
Because a little bit of karaoke, last thing, wouldn't be bad.
I think we touch on both.
Yeah, I think we do a little bit of karaoke. I'm so excited. And in the years we've known each other, obviously we've been together on foreign soil before in America through Stretford Paddock. Were we together in Ireland? You didn't come to Ireland when we did the shows over there. But we've never been on a Sloppy Joe's trip out of the country.
No. November the 15th is also international window, so we won't miss any United games or whatever.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
I can't wait. And obviously, it will all be filmed. It will be filmed. Patreon special.
What a kind man to...
Yeah, need to say that. That's a really good point, Ethan. Fantastic.
To give you control of what kind of...
He didn't give me control. He said, would you want a band on that night? And I said, yeah, let's put a band on.
That would be giving you control.
Well, it's not, because I've not picked the band.
No, but
he's just going to call his mates and go, get your fiddle out.
Also, Ethan, you know that Joe has got a sort of prankster streak to him.
Yes, you have.
Yes, you have. You tried to put me on air saying that I used to be the drummer from the Smiths. You told someone who works for Radio 6 Music that I used to be the drummer.
That's the only prank I do. It's one of my favourite things. If someone asks for a number, that I instantly just give them a friend's number.
Yeah. So,
for example, Ethan recently had one.
I was a professional dog walker. Apparently, I was inundated with messages about taking people's dogs for a walk.
He did that to me. I asked for his dog walker's number, and he gave me his mate's number.
It's just good, isn't it?
It's not good.
Circle.
So there is a chance that, by the way, that this David McGuinness, by the way, doesn't even exist, and it is just Joe's mate.
And he's just, because I know there's emails between our Sloppy Joe's email. It wouldn't surprise me if you were just emailing.
We're going to go to your mate's pub in Heaton Moor.
No, I booked the flights.
He has booked the flights.
Yeah, but what's that mean?
Well, we're definitely going to Ireland.
Yeah, but once
so whatever happens,
there,
we'll be
this David McGuinness character could easily just be you with
the
a
wig
on.
The amount of people who've got in touch who live in Ireland are up for it.
Yeah, come down.
It's gonna be fucking brilliant.
Yeah, so we'll talk.
Or up or left or right.
Exactly. Colloquialisms, not scientifically accurate.
How have you been? Should we get into Breaking Joe's?
Fantastic.
Breaking Joe's.
Apple Day!
Yeah! Ring the bell, even! This
best
is
day of the year.
I don't think anyone should be surprised how quick this day comes round, because I always get taken. I always get stunned by it.
You're stunned, aren't you?
Because Apple Day, I think this is the third year we've celebrated it.
Yeah.
And
for those who celebrate, it's big.
And every time I just think, this is brilliant. And yeah, just seeing your face and how much you
so
love
good.
Apple Day.
So pretty much the whole team was there. A couple of nieces and nephews couldn't quite make it, but otherwise it was the main nuclear fam. Yeah. We drive down in the morning. We meet at the town, East Markham. And from there, it's your classics. We'll go through it, but you know, it doesn't need repeating, but we will. It's your pulled pork and applesauce sandwiches. It is your town hall full of apple-based goods, so knitted apples. You've got apple. My mum bought 3 apple recipe books.
What?
And guess how much it was for 3 recipe books?
I don't know.
Tenner.
A tenner for each?
No, tenner for 3.
Oh, that's good. That is good.
It's value and a half. One side of the whole town hall is just small paper plates covered in apple-based edibles. So you're
like
looking,
weed.
No, not weed. Right. But so you're looking, one end there was an
so
apple and curry soup, which honestly...
What are you talking about now? Have you run out of words to say? Apple and curry soup?
It was a curried apple soup. There was a apple and butternut squash soup.
I'm back
and
in.
Then all the way down, apple and ginger cake, apple and blackberry cake, apple and da-da-da-da, apple and cherry, apple and da-da-da, apple by itself, apple and cinnamon, apple bang, 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 all the way down the bottom. And then you got your apple chutneys with a little biscuit to put it on, to taste it. We've got your local honeys, because they just get in where water can't.
Yeah, right?
Anytime you go to a little town fete, it's what?
What?
Just your local...
The local honey?
The local honey.
Got your local... Well, speaking of local honeys...
What were you
this on? Year was a big year.
So can I ask, during the build-up to Apple Day, yeah, the rumours start to go around about who's doing what?
In what sense?
Like, you know, John's got big apples this year.
Well,
he's going to do a different recipe than last.
I'm not in those WhatsApp groups, but I would hope so. We had a cider and we had a freshly squeezed apple juice. But this year, for the first time, there was this lady.
Can you make apple wine, or have I just created cider
you
there?
You probably could make apple wine. Like a still version of cider that's higher volume.
I'll try it.
Yeah.
Who's this then? Oh, so she's playing these sort of... the drums. What are them drums called?
Steel pans.
The steel pans. She's playing the steel pans.
She was absolutely knocking those steel pans about for about an hour.
She was knocking her pans about for an hour?
Honestly.
What songs was she doing?
It was unbelievable. Yes, apple wine is a thing. That'd be nice, actually.
That would be nice.
She was
maybe
doing
that's you
she
next
was doing
year.
90s dance classics.
Like what?
Like
what
that
is
one.
Love?
Yeah, yes.
Maybe it don't hurt
she
me.
Was doing
what?
That. Fantastic. And then after you've had, so you sit outside or you sit in the market, because the weather was quite nice, we sat outside, we chatted, we spoke apple.
Do you meet people?
We are apples to our very core.
Do you meet people that you only meet once a year there? As in like little nod.
Not
good
particularly,
to see you.
No, we haven't really ingratiated ourselves with the local community.
Ooh, what about your grandma? Was Granny Smith there?
Right, two things. First of all, Dad. And secondly, we don't fuck about with your supermarket apples, mate.
Yeah.
There's no mate. Granny Smiths. It's your King Philips.
Who's that?
Your Prince Edwards.
Excuse me, isn't that a thing through the bell end?
No.
That's a Prince Albert.
Yeah.
Pull that up, Ethan.
Is it Prince Andrew who loved small plums?
It is, and they were there in their droves. It's fantastic. So then once you've been outside, you have your pulled pork. I took
good this year.
I took a selection of never-before-eaten fruits for the family.
What? Say that again.
Did Becky, when she first went out of you, would she say she pulled pork?
Right.
He's gone for me now as well.
He's coming after both.
Come for your dead gran and me.
Yeah.
See that stink?
It's unbelievable. So yeah, we tried 3 never-before-eaten fruits.
What do you mean?
The kiwi berry.
Right.
Have you ever heard that?
Where's this come from? I thought it was what? Apple Day.
No, so the night before, me and Lizzie went to M&S, which I've never...
So you just brought in a new story here?
The second story syndrome.
This is mad.
So
are we still on Apple Day?
Yeah, so Friday night, me and Lizzie... Let's wind the clock back a little bit. Me and Lizzie, starving. After work, after we did Sloppy Joe's Live, I went to meet her and we went, let's push the boat out a bit. Let's go to M&S. Yeah?
Yeah.
There's one in Stockport. Went there because we've seen on TikTok they've got new fruits that don't exist anywhere else on Earth.
Wow.
The kiwi berry.
What?
Which is about that big. It's green. No fur on it. Tastes like a kiwi. 6.5 out of 10. After that, they have got the, what are they called? Ramsian.
Ramsar?
Something. It looks like a lychee, but it tastes like turkey mints.
What?
Bad.
Turkey mints?
Yeah. A rambutan.
Brilliant. Never heard of it.
Third, it is the boost berries or something like that.
The boost berries.
Red boosts. Red beasts.
You know what you need?
What?
My fucking portable blender.
Yeah,
which
I mean,
is good because I'm.
Well, yeah, bro. Yeah. So here's the. So,
and put them all in.
They look like grapes, but they have the centre of red berries. They taste like red berries.
Nah.
They didn't. They taste like nothing. Shit. 2 out of 10.
So nothing can beat the apple.
Nothing can beat the apple. So the next day we took a selection of those to the family so they could try them. Kind, generous, fine. After all that's done, now it's time to walk to the orchard. And this is a big moment. We walk down the road and you see outside the edge of the orchard, for the first time ever, oh, just some windswept walnuts that have fallen on the floor. Help yourself to those. So if you want to make yourself a Waldorf salad at the end of this, you're 2/3 of the way there, man. Just walnuts all over the floor. Please help yourself. Please.
Is it mad that I thought walnuts didn't grow in England?
Yes.
I thought. Did you know that walnuts would grow in England?
Joe, quite a few nuts grow in England.
Did they? I know a chestnut might.
Chestnut.
But you're not getting a cashew?
No, you're not getting a peanut, are you?
I doubt it very much. Or a pistache.
Mm. Well, maybe.
And you know where Brazil nuts come from?
Is it a trick?
No, I don't know. I was asking you, do you know where Brazil nuts come from?
So we've got walnuts. And then you walk into the orchard and it's the same as every year. Apple trees. That is what an orchard is. But the thing is, every year you forget how good it is. And the look on my dad's face, the taste of the apples. And every single year I come back and you say, what do you say?
I said, can I try some?
And what do I say?
No, they're at home, or it's been too many days since the apple day.
I bought eight kilos of apples.
Come on! Please say you've got some.
Now, what I will say is I brought in about 7 to work today, so we could go through them. Not taste them all, obviously. They have been pilfered and taken, because people have been loving them.
So is this the best apple I'm ever going to have? Oh my God. No. So he's just pulled out 2 big boys. So out of 7, there's only 2 left.
2 different types here. Yeah.
Magnum.
This one.
A Magnum bag. That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's the same as the condoms.
Probably. So we've got 2 different types. One here is your smooth skin, light, crisp, and so juicy. Jesus Christ, can I get a bit of juice? And on this side, we've got the more rough-skinned russet base. This is more acidic, more tart. Both crisp, both delicious. I want you to take a bite of both and tell me how you feel. Okay?
Can I ask a mad question?
Yeah.
What's the oldest ever fruit?
I don't know. But, I mean, obviously, biblically, you would probably say the apple. So try that one first.
No, it's the unknown fruit. It's a misconception.
How juicy is that?
It's a juicy boy. It's a bit overwhelming, isn't it? Fucking hell. And they just fucking choked on the fucking juice.
That's unbelievable.
Nice, that.
Crisp, juicy, tart.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Lovely.
The oldest...
I brought this to the wrong person, haven't I?
No, I love apples! Try that one. Go on, Ethan, what's
the oldest domesticated fruit is the fig.
Wow.
The fig?
Fig.
I do love a fig roll.
Yeah, they're great.
So what am I expecting with this one?
A bit even harder, even crunchy, if you can believe that. More tart. Look at that.
Oh, God, look at them.
Overwhelmingly juicy.
That one's fucking well nice.
That is my favourite.
That's the best apple I've ever had in
my
life.
That's my favourite.
Give that to Ethan. Yeah. I'm not eating that side.
So, left hand is deemed the best apple of all time. So I'll try the right first.
Yeah. How crisp are they?
Ooh.
Nice, isn't it?
That's juicy.
Juicy. Yeah,
it's a juicy ball.
Juicer.
Wow. That's the juiciest apple I've ever had. But
it is the juiciest apple you've ever had, isn't
this
it?
This one's going to be the best one, apparently.
Yeah, I like that one.
So crisp.
Yeah? He's happy.
Those are unbelievable.
Honestly, though, and I mean this, be honest, would you agree that they are a genuine notch above a supermarket apple?
Oh, 100%.
I've really got it in the second bite.
The second bite, I'm like, right, I get it.
Yeah.
So who can buy them apples? Just your boys?
Well, here's the sad thing, and this is just not even funny. Normally, they sell all their excess Because basically, they give it to us really cheap. It's £2 a kilo. So I got 8 kilos of apples for 16 quid.
What are you going to do with all them?
Well, I'm going to keep bringing them in. I'm going to eat loads. I'm going to make an apple and blackberry cobbler at some point, which you can try. I'm just going to eat.
Can I whiz them? Can I whiz some?
It would be a real shame.
Why?
They're too good to whiz.
Are they?
You can whiz any old golden delicious man.
Even would you like to whiz one of his apples?
Oh, I'll whiz one.
Fucking hell, if Eva wants one,
to be fair, your whizzer only just managed to chew up a Granny Smith. Those bad boys, the blades are going
to
snap it
off. I have to do it, really.
But here's the sad thing. So normally they do a little like public thing. I don't think they make a lot of money on it, but you might as well, you know, whatever, it's nice. Then the excess, they normally give them to cider companies, different thing. Apparently, there's been such a fantastic turnout of apples this year. They're all going to waste. They don't want any. No one wants to buy them. So they've got about 6 tons of apples that are going to get binned. How shit's that? So that's why I got 8 kilos. I got more than ever this time.
Surely us sloppers can think about what we could do with 6 tons of apples.
I mean, how much time does David McGuinness need to make the best cider of all time?
Could we not just buy them and make Sloppy Joe's cider? How does that work?
Should we look into it?
How do you make cider?
I mean, I guess it's just get some apples, some yeast and leave it.
We could make a limited supply cider, couldn't we, Ethan? And give it to one of the pubs that we know, like the Lion's Den.
Sloppy Cider?
Sloppy Cider. Give it to the Lion's Den in...
Sloppy Insider.
Ooh.
Oof. God, might need some work.
We can workshop the name.
Anyway, Sloppy Cider.
So that's why I've got more than ever. But honestly, how you felt them now?
Delicious.
How good are they?
I am uninterested in apples as a fruit snack.
Yeah, me too.
Why?
Because there's so many other better fruit snacks out there. But that is just different to all the other apples. Yep. The normal apples out there. This is it's something else.
It's an occasion of an apple, isn't it? It's a
dessert.
It's a dessert.
How does the night end? Like, is there a big thing of apples?
No. What? Where they just do a big tower of apples and set it on fire? No.
No, how does an apple adventure end then?
Well, there was a bit of Morris dancing. And then basically you get your big thing of apples, put it in the car, go home. And the good thing as well is, I think every apple day I've either had to like miss a United game, miss this, miss that. Do you know what I missed this time? Are you aware of this?
Oh, K-Curd.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
So, on the Thursday, on Wednesday... I found out Apple Day was happening. Because for some reason I didn't get the invite till very late this year.
It's like Pancake Day, you never really know.
Yeah, until all of a sudden you start seeing a lot of lemon juice talking about.
And it's like, why are they selling mini frying pans again?
Yeah, exactly. Why is Joe covered in white flour? Actually, it's not flour and, you know, it makes sense.
It's Nutella.
I found out about it on the Wednesday. We were meant to see our friends. We had a lunch booked in and me and Lizzie were going to go rock climbing.
You just don't have a fuck about you. Go on.
We're trying to do Alpha Babe this year, aren't we?
What's this?
Alpha Babe.
What's Alpha Babe?
We're trying to do a different date for every letter of the alphabet.
Oh, no. How have we got to October? We've not heard of this yet.
Well, because it's October, only on C for climbing, and we have to postpone that. So it's not gone well.
What did you do for B?
Blowjobs.
Actually, what did you do for A?
I don't remember what we did. It was start of the year, but it certainly wasn't either.
You've only got to C.
I know, it's not gone well, which is why I've not talked about it. Anyway, we're going to get back on track. So I rang up and cancelled rock climbing, and I've texted in the group chat, I'm really sorry, we can't see you next on Sunday because we've got big plans. It's Apple Day, I didn't realise. So I've cancelled plans. Then as soon as I've done that, cancelled everything else, told all my family, yes, we're coming, we won't miss it for the world. I get a text from Jay, from Strefford Paddock, also from Sloppy Joe's, saying... Kay Curd, the comedian, has said, does anyone want some tickets to come and see him at the Lowry on Saturday? By the way, for those who don't know, Kay Curd has just a couple of months ago started a new podcast with Wayne Rooney, the greatest Man United player of my lifetime, maybe of all time.
I'm devastated.
I have to say no, I'm afraid, guys, because I'm watching a lady in her mid-50s play the steel pans.
But it was all right because all they did really was go and watch the show, didn't they?
And then they left the show, and then they text Kay saying, cheers, mate, you know, are you about? Do you want to say hi? Yeah, I'll get my manager to come get you. So Kay's manager came and got Jay and Adam McCullough and took them back into the green room where Wayne Rooney was. And they spent half an hour chatting to Wayne Rooney, when then Adam McCullough, oh, let's all go for a drink. And then they went for a drink with Wayne Rooney for another hour.
Where did they go?
The Alchemist.
The Alchemist?
Yes. So I missed the chance to do that, which is tough to take emotionally.
Yeah, but there'll be other opportunities.
Yeah, and also, you know, what you get from meeting one of the greatest heroes of your lifetime, you can't really bite into that and feel the juice running down your chin.
You can't bring Wayne Rooney here for us to have a little bite out of,
exactly.
Can we?
You couldn't be nibbling Wayne... Yeah, I mean...
Brilliant!
Ethan James couldn't nibble Wayne Rooney right now. So that was a little bit gutting, but... You know what? I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Can we go through the alphabet and see if we can come up with not rude date ideas?
Okay.
C, sorted. D.
Dominoes.
Playing dominoes.
No, just order a big pizza and watch a film.
E.
Try and get in the Liverpool Echo. For some sort of petty crime.
You could talk about this alphabet date. They might like that.
Yeah, ECG.
What's that mean?
What, the...
Like a heart thing?
Oh, yeah, get a... Have some heart palpitations and get them sorted out. F?
Fuck. No. Like
France.
A fun house?
A fun house.
Yeah.
Pat Sharp.
Yeah.
Get Pat Sharp in.
G?
Probably gang just... Bang. You said it wasn't going to be sexual.
No, like a gang of you going to the sea or something.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, we could goose.
No, H?
Or even get to Z. There's lots.
Well, good
luck.
I hope we complete it.
Thank you.
By December.
Yeah, we're not going to get there.
Oh, that's a funny month. If you want to try that one out.
Yeah, we've got all sorts.
You won't believe what happened to me on the weekend.
What?
I had a fall.
Do you know the worst part about that is? There's only two groups of people that describe it as having a fall. It's the old and the big. Which are
your cheeky.
Is that not true?
The old and the big.
It's the old and the big. Everyone else doesn't even remember they fell over.
What do you mean they don't remember they've fallen over?
When a toddler falls over, they don't go to nursery the next day saying, I had a fall yesterday. It's just life.
I'm good on my feet though.
Yeah.
For a big man.
For a big old man.
So what happened? And why is this not just, oh, I tripped over and I don't even think about it again? What do you mean you had a fall?
Because it's a mystery.
No, it's not.
Let me tell you what happened. 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock on Saturday. All we know is that a group of mates are going to the pub. Brilliant start to the day.
Great start.
It gets a little bit leery. Things get out of control.
Are you in this group of mates?
I'm there. Oh, yeah. 11 o'clock, we're still boozing. So we've had a lot of beer by this point.
Christ.
And I can't really remember what happened.
Probably starting to smell at this point, by the way.
Do you know? Yeah, this is the point of smell. Do you know what happens? Now. All I remember is, and I'm a bit pissed. You've seen me get most pissed.
Yeah.
All I remember is looking up and thinking, where am I?
I didn't.
And then I realised I'm on the pub floor.
No.
So there's two stories going around. One is that
I love this.
Two mates are arguing about who's the truth. I don't know who is the truth. One is that there was a ledge, I didn't see it, and I just went fucking flying.
You're a bloody ledge, mate.
Yeah. Thank you. Respect. Yeah. And then one is that I went looking for it.
What a fight.
Like
simulation.
No, I didn't go look at like
a dive.
Simulation.
Yeah, like a simulation, like I just sort of dive, like it'd be funny. Yeah, like a dive. Anyway, I've really hurt my knee and my arse is killing. But we made it all better.
Good night.
Because Becky picked me up. We went to Willino's in Edgeley.
Hey!
We got a Donna Calzone. Aren't they the best?
They're fantastic.
But yeah, I can't walk on it. I've got a funny walk at the minute.
Have you?
I need to stretch it out a little bit. But I couldn't believe it. I had a fall.
So where were you, Alex?
No. We were at a place called the Sun and Castle.
That's not even a pub.
It is. It's in Stockport. I don't know how we got there. Do you know it?
I can see the sign. It's got a sun on it.
Good, you know. It's good.
Where is that?
It's on Hillgate. It's nice. It's a nice boozer. I don't really remember it. We're at the Red Bull till 9.
Jesus.
I took a shot out of Lennon's belly button. You can put that video in.
Oh. Do you know what I struggle with there? I thought there would be more of a pour and catch kind of dynamic. It's very much a slurp, gobble and grab from your mouth, isn't it? He's very much an inactive participant.
I just realised I'm probably going to have to ask Lennon, aren't I? Can I put that video in?
Yeah, you can always blur his face and his
Let's
whole.
Just blur his body and just pretend, okay?
No. Yeah.
I have had a fall, but I'd like you to all know that I will be back stronger.
Have you got that really old person bruising where just your whole leg is black?
Well, it's really caused...
And you ask your nan what's up and she just walked into the bed.
It's really...
The whole leg is... The whole side of her body is just fucking purple.
Strap yourself in for this because it's really caused a stir at the Children in Need, the BBC charity, because... I don't know why.
Why did you still put his bandage over his eye?
No.
To tie a tourniquet.
We're doing for the charity this year, I'm doing a three-legged race.
I've seen your knob, it's not that big. Cut that.
Not that big is nice though, keep that bit in.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It felt as though we were working from big and then trying to work out.
We're walking from the Etihad to Old Trafford with celebrities attached to me. And it's really caused a stir.
What do you mean it's caused a stir? It hasn't caused anything of a stir.
I'm injured. I've had a fall.
You've not had a fall.
I had a fall,
you got
Joe.
You pissed and you woke up on your back.
I didn't wake up.
You've
I sort
been
of
there.
I was like, whoa, what's going on here?
But how far is that? It's like 2 miles.
Is it fuck
is it
2 miles?
4 miles?
Is it 6 miles?
No.
Of course it is.
Is this the centre of Manchester?
Yeah, but you don't just go through the centre of Manchester and then appear at the Old Trafford. You've got to go down the canal. You've got
right,
to go a little
miles.
Bit in. It's 25 minute walk from here.
So you're who are you strapped to? Can I guess?
A mystery.
It's not a mystery.
It is for me.
What, you're just going to wake up like some sort of sore
again? Strapped
you keep
to waking up in these
strapped
things.
Strapped to Nina Simone. Who's it going to be? Let's.
It's going to be maybe
it's
like
be the bloke who does the weather.
No,
it is.
We don't have a weather. Yeah, it could be the weather bloke actually. It would probably like old maybe ex United or City players.
Phil Tufnell.
Like if I wake up, I keep saying I wake up now. If I'm strapped to Sean Goa, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, or Darius Vassell.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be Nedim Manua, isn't it? You're going to be strapped to Nedim Manua.
But
I bet you don't even get a Wes Brown. I bet you don't even get a United player because City players, no offense, but they're gettable.
Yeah, they are gettable.
You're going to get a pre-takeover City player. And you're going to have to walk for 6 miles with him strapped to your thighs.
Would you want to walk with me?
What, you, me, you, Stephen Ireland?
No, because that's too many legs.
David Dunn dragging
it's
you along.
It's too many legs. Where's David Dunn gone?
I don't know.
You don't see him much, do you?
No, and I feel like he's got the physical presence to be a pundit, but I guess not.
Nah, he's done.
You've contributed very little to this show today.
Yeah.
He ate the apple and I was on cloud nine.
Slagging me off. Since the last time we spoke, that's all that's happened to me, really.
When is Children in Need?
3rd of November.
Is it?
Remember, that's the saying, isn't it?
For the 5th, yeah.
What?
Is that how you remember when Children in Need
is? I heard my first fireworks the other day. Have you heard them yet? Is it Big Round Withington yet, Ethan?
I've heard a few. I hear them all year round.
Do you know why
Withington?
That is?
What do you mean? You hear them all year round in your head?
Yeah, we do. Do you know why that is?
Why?
Because people release fireworks when their mates get out of prison. It's people getting out of prison.
What?
That's what it is.
They release
people. Yeah.
As like it's like direction of how to get home.
No, it's not a homing beacon.
I'm like, I thought they get released at strange ways and look
oh,
for
there
the
it
fireworks.
Is. Look, yeah, I'll follow that. No, it's just like a tradition.
It's a tradition.
Google it.
So that's how many people are getting released around our way.
Yeah.
Every night. 300 well, criminals.
Not every night. Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe sort of a dozen times a year.
Becky around Grimsby said sometimes there's a lot of fireworks when the drugs have come in.
See, that kind of vibe. It's a criminality.
But we're nowhere by the sea.
Why? They're not getting their drugs delivered to Grimsby, are they? From where? Finland?
Norway.
No, they're not.
I don't know.
Well, what I found with regards to the fireworks and the prisons is that I found stories of families setting off fireworks out of prisons to celebrate prisoners' birthdays. But I don't know if it's that.
Mad.
Maybe I just made it up.
Yeah. Or when you hear fireworks at night, just know that's someone's birthday inside.
Oh. Happy
Ethan,
birthday.
Ethan, happy birthday. How's your weekend been, Ethan?
I did have a weekend. I had a lovely Friday after our little show.
Oh, yeah, because you darted off for some tea.
Darted off for some tea, reunited with friends. So I've realised, and Wob, my friend, hates me saying this and is annoyed at me. I always say, since we do so much less stuff these days, that we're in the end days. We're in the end days.
It must be great to be around. Do you know the one night out that they have every few months now, Ethan spends the whole thing lamenting that they don't see each other more.
What do you mean you're in the end days?
We're past the days of seeing each other and doing things. It'll be once a month now. We're in the end days.
But can you not make the most of that once a month?
It's sad. We shouldn't be...
Just fucking talk about how shit it is the whole time, wouldn't you?
I'd rather do more stuff together because that's important and you only live once.
And do you try and organise that?
I organised the meet. Well, Wob booked it, but I brought everyone together.
Good for you.
Well Thank
done,
you.
Well done.
Brilliant. So you're going to a spot called Brewski.
Brewski's. It's in Chorlton. Have you been?
I've been twice. I've not been for a while, though.
So good. It's brilliant. It's your kind of your steak and dirty fries kind of thing. Your burgers, your big chunky wraps.
Yeah, that kind of thing. It is good, you know. Yeah. It's a very nice spot.
So that was fantastic. I had about 6 very quick pints because I was feeling a great
mood.
Excuse
me?
Jesus.
Six pints?
There were 6 pints. I was like, this isn't an occasion. Do you know what I mean?
And who's there? How many of you are there?
Oh, there's about maybe, I'm going to say 8, 9 of us. Nine of us, actually. Oh,
fucking hell. Yeah.
And then, so that was lovely. But then the next day I was with Chloe and she suggested to us, why don't we go out on Saturday as well, just for a couple? It doesn't need to be mad. And I was like, okay, because I want to be careful because 6 beers yesterday and on the NHS website it says no more than 7 in a week.
And that's for someone who's average height. So Ethan is probably 2 or 3.
7 in a week.
That's what the NHS says, Joe. And if you don't abide by that, you'll have serious health problems.
How do you line up against that?
If I can move some around, I'll be all right.
Do a bit of carry the one.
I'll work the maths out a little bit, yeah.
Yes, you've been retroactively spreading it out across the first 12 years of your life when you never drank as well.
Exactly, yeah. And if you don't drink for a week, can you carry these 7 over?
I don't know if...
The week after, can you have 14?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hmm.
I'm going to start banking some up for Christmas Day now.
Yeah, good idea. So you can Brilliant. Have 50 on the night. So, Ethan.
So... I was talking to Chloe and we want to do a bit of food during the day and there's this place in Withington that we've walked past a few times but it's always closed. It's called Cafe Blah, if you've heard of it.
Yeah.
It's next to Southside where our friend, what's he called?
Lyndon.
Lyndon, who, I've actually got a story about Lyndon that we can talk about in a bit.
Yeah. So,
which is
what, new story about you, about me?
The story that I talked to you about that I don't think we've shared on this podcast.
Okay. I don't know it.
I don't know. Go on, tell us this one.
What, do you want me to tell that quickly?
Well, what's this one? Tell the first one first.
Okay, so Cafe Blah next to Southside, which Lyndon owns. I've been going past there for a while. I'm like, oh, I'd love to go in there for a bit of scran or a coffee or something. It's never fucking open. So I thought I'd walk over, have a look at the leaflets. It's not a cafe, it's a bar. Why is it called a cafe? God, so that was a big trick. So I was like, it must be open in the evening then.
Oh.
So we said, later on, we'll pop,
gets past you, does it,
we'll pop over and we'll have a look. So we went along, bit busy outside, people out there, so it must be popping off in there. We opened the door, it's quite packed. There's no draft beer or anything, bit indie like that, so yeah, I quite like a draft beer rather than a bottle for like a 5-6 quid.
Joe's oil. In the corner.
Yeah, exactly, you're Joe's in this world. Yes, people dress like Joe, look
that's,
like Joe, feel like
ticking
Joe.
Ticking sea off, isn't it, cafe?
Yeah, you're ticking sea off as well, mate.
What?
Go on, Ethan.
So... what we did was that we went in there, went downstairs.
Woo!
Didn't realise there's a downstairs, but there's an arrow that says film. So I was thinking, let's have a little look. There's a man sat on a stool.
Oh, no.
And he says, would you like entry? And I was like, okay, how much? £5.
Not even, have you not asked what for?
No, I've not asked what for.
Oh my god! Whatever this is, you stupid. What's going on here?
So, Chloe's like, oh yeah, we might as fucking well. We're here.
Might as well.
Don't know what you might as well for, yeah.
What they might as well.
Might as well.
Might as well, I guess. Join the Nazi party.
I assume
whatever it is.
Fiver's a great price these days.
We're going to give a man we don't know a fiver for something we don't know about. That is capitalism at its worst.
So we give him the money and he just puffed up in smoke.
Left some magic beans.
No, so we went, all right. And I was assuming because of the signed film, and I thought what I could hear in there was maybe like the some kind of bass build up to a film or something.
Like a little cinema room.
Yeah, that's what you do. But lo and behold, it was a band in this under siege bunker. I don't know why I said under siege.
It was under siege.
Wimbledon's under attack.
Yeah, the
Bruins. I don't know why I said that. It's the underground thing. Yeah. So so we go in there and it's pitch black. It's packed. And a singular blue light doesn't illuminate the room, but provides a glow.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then there's just music, like a bit like oomph kind of stuff. Everyone's like packed together. Everyone, again, dressed a bit like Joe.
And you had a drink at this point, are you sober?
I've had a pint and I've got a bottle of beer in my hands. Okay. So, there's just people like, you know, just like bounce up and down like this. What it reminded me of, because I've not been to just too many music things, do you remember In Between Us when Simon goes with Tara to the... So that kind of indoor weird like venue, whatever, but a lot tighter and smaller than that. It's a box. So we're there and it was this band called Chaos and it was mad. I've recorded a little bit. I could include it. I might play it just a little.
Are they good?
Well, there was a bit of a disaster struck.
Oh, my God. They're the support band.
a disaster struck early on, sadly, for the speakers went bust 5 minutes into us being there.
Okay, now.
But they did resurrect it. Here's a bit of the music I caught. I thought this one was a touching tribute to the emergency services.
Are they... Is it a DJ?
I am fucking right into this. This sounds like, do you know when they go to on The Matrix Reloaded? When they go to Zion and everyone's just shagging in that massive sort of end of the world party.
That
sounds like that. And I'm really up for that. Not the shagging.
Not the
shagging.
Being there. Depends if
that sounds fantastic.
Have you got to S yet?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wow. And what time of day is this? Are you playing that kind of music earlier on?
This is maybe... 8:30, 9:00 okay. Maybe, I think.
Suitable then.
It's probably 11 PM onwards music, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you just even... absolutely trolled.
Did you enjoy it?
That one, the sirens, I didn't really enjoy so much. But after that, they had a bit of a wobble with the speakers. It wasn't their fault. But then they did a bit of, I don't know, something like, I thought the backing music was really creative. And I hadn't heard so many noises packed into a song. Mm. And I was like, oh, this is quite cool. I can see why people are bopping around and enjoying themselves,
really
kind
like
of thing.
It.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Amazing. And what was your other story going to be then?
I was going to talk, so Lyndon, and people will have seen a little clip on Lyndon on the episode of the 9 out of 10 club
Nutter.
World Cup final.
He's coming to Sheffield Wingfest and I'm scared.
So tell us a bit of a background on him.
He just has some great concert bars in town like Bunny Jackson's and all the karaoke spots, and he owns that spot in Southside, and yeah.
So he owns a load of bars.
Yeah, he's a good lad.
Yeah, I've met him once.
And I'm going to have to redact a bit the story I told to you, McGrath, but... this is like maybe a couple of weeks ago. I went back to Newcastle to see the family. We did a bit of a family thing. I took Chloe up to see the parents and stuff.
No, you can't say this.
But I'm redacting key parts of the story.
No, you can't say this.
I can.
I don't know if you can.
Right,
anyway, they were saying that I was talking about Lyndon. Somehow it came up. And they're like, Lyndon. Like, we used to live next door to a Lyndon. My stepsister went to uni in Manchester and lived in Withington. And they were like, we lived next door to a Lyndon and we used to go, like, round his house now and then. And in the politest way, he was like, bit of a mad guy. I was like, yeah, he is a bit of a mad guy. And they were like, I was like, oh my God, could he be like this Lyndon who owns loads of bars and stuff? And they're like, when we knew, we can't possibly imagine Lyndon owning all these different bars and stuff. And I'd fact checked it with Joe, and Joe was like, it's absolutely the same.
Especially one bit that he's left out, we can't put in there. Jaron Lewis can't, but that is the final nail in the coffin.
We should get him on for a Patreon exclusive.
Oh, he'd love it. Or we just go on a bar crawl with him around his bars.
And he can tell us some of this sort of the stories of Manchester bars in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Because he's been very much one of the front faces of the bar scene.
Yeah, yeah, like Crazy Pedro is one of his ideas, and Ronnie Jackson's, which is still amazing.
Big
so, yeah.
things.
Right, should we do a little Ethan's film review? Because we've not had one in ages.
Harry Potter's pretty good.
Harry Potter!
Oh, Pocahontas is a lovely film.
Harry Potter!
You won't believe it, it's time for my film review.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Ethan's film review. This week, I haven't seen a film.
Oh my god.
There's been no films watched for... I don't really know if people have time to watch films.
You have not any time. You are a time machine. If you're Doctor Who, you have all the time in history to play with.
Can I tell you something? You just skipped a full day there when you told that Saturday story. You went with... Chloe came round in the morning, and next thing you know, it's 8 p.m. at night. What happened to that day?
Sunday. I really struggle with Sundays.
What, could you be watching a film?
Well, Chloe would just be like lying down and relax. I'll just like walk around the flat.
What, you do laps of the flat?
I just need to do that sometimes.
For how long?
I can't sit still. I'll just get my steps in, just walk around.
Yeah, how long for?
I lose track of the time.
Would you like us to buy you a treadmill?
If you're offering to buy me a treadmill...
Yeah, I was
going to say we.
Get a TikTok shop on or something.
Oh, yeah. You could have watched a film in that time.
Yeah, you could have.
Well, what I did watch in that time...
There we go.
...was something that was put onto me and not my choice.
Chocolate sauce again?
So much so, I watched about maybe three episodes of
Brilliant.
This.
Brilliant.
Across a couple of weeks. And I despised every second of it. But you can't stop watching.
Is it a reality TV show?
It is.
Do you want, I think, is it anything to do with the new series of Married at First Sight?
It's exactly to do with that. It's Married at First Sight.
I can't watch stuff. I can't watch that anymore.
Why?
I find it too
aroused.
Not too aroused. I find it too
mental.
The producers put certain things together for it to be wild.
Yeah.
The idea that they want these people to actually get married at first sight is out the window. They don't. They want you to just have a fun time and watch people have a breakdown.
Yeah, and it's. I think. Well, let's let Ethan talk about it because it's his feature, and we'll get back to it in a minute.
Can't agree more with McGrath there about the producers and these so-called. So for anyone who doesn't know what the premise of the program, complete strangers sign up to get married at first sight because they've maybe been unlucky with love at the start. They get put into two, like a stag do and a hen do group with these strangers. And then from these two separate houses, they get put together one by one to have a wedding day. And
they meet at the altar, don't they?
They meet at the altar. Yep. They know nothing about the partner. They've given preference to these three so-called experts about what they desire and what they want in a partner. And these experts use all their algorithms to match them up. And
match them up.
And make them have like a great wedding the rest of their life. These experts are fucking idiots. They're parasites who only intend on ruining these people's confidence.
No, he's right. Well, not all of them, but there's a slight feel of like this show isn't about finding love.
The whole show needs a reality check. I think to start with, because Lizzie watches this.
People love it.
I think to start with, like with all of these things, it was a little bit more, I think they'll get on. They've both been in the army. They've both got tattoos. One of the ones they did on this one, which was one of the early things, is a woman who's like quite a strong feminist and a farmer with old-fashioned values.
Yeah, let's just put them
like,
together.
Let's put them together, and then when he says something she doesn't like, social media's going to hate her. And then when she says something, he's like, social media's going to hate me. Like, what did you think was going to happen? Put two people together who like each other, who have got any chance. Not like we're trying to teach you all to be a completely different person in order to marry someone that we thought was good.
And then do they get married again?
Well, they're allowed at the end to sort of redo the vows, aren't they, if they still like each other? That's like the finale.
Okay, well, I've not got the finale. I've got up to the point where you were talking about. I don't know if I can bear to watch anymore. Because they'll tell the stories. They'll introduce a when, and eventually as the show goes on, you get maybe like three or four stories going on. Some people at the start of the when, some people starting the process, some people on the honeymoons and stuff. And there's this couple, is a Scottish lass who, like Joe said, likes a muscular man who has tattoos. And And they matched him with this fella who's about my height, bit overweight, and who's very lovely and bubbly, but is ADHD as fuck and likes to rap and sing all the time. He's lovely, but he's mental.
I saw that clip of him rapping on stage.
Oh, my God.
I've not seen that bit. He raps on the altar, and he gets the crowd to start, like, joining in.
It's tough stuff, isn't it?
I say wed, you say ding. Wed, ding. Wed, ding. Oh, God.
One of my favourite fonts.
Mm. Wedding.
Weddings. Isn't that the one where it's, like, all different...
No. So, should we do a little...
Here's another thing. No, but just to stay on this for a minute, because I do think we need... This is important. It's not. I think the experts, I think they are almost pointless. I don't blame them for this. I think the producers are killing that show.
Yeah.
I think those experts are probably there on good pretenses. They're probably nice people who genuinely do this for a living. But I think the producers, the way it's edited... Because the experts don't really pick the people getting married.
Well, they should keep the dignity and fuck off.
Well, maybe.
Do you meet the experts?
Yeah, you see them all the time. They're the ones that sit on the sofa and tell each other what's gone wrong. But they must have thousands of people apply. The experts aren't sitting through all that.
Nah.
That's just probably some 22-year-old straight out of uni who's using ChatGPT to put these people together.
Mad.
Shambles. Out of five, how many Flaming Hot Ethans?
Two.
Two, good, we've got two. Should we do a top three?
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
Tres, dos, uno.
Tres, dva, jeden.
Quatre, deux, un.
Tres, dois, un.
Tres, dois, un.
The top three.
And I want to talk about the fact that autumn's here. Top three best things about autumn. Do you want me to go?
You go first, yeah.
That feeling.
Welcome to Twat Talk. That feeling when you get all cozy with hubby.
No, this is the best one. Before I go to bed at night, it's
a feeling. We started with feeling. I can't wait to hear this.
Right. Bit this could be in at number one. Wife. That feeling where I like a pre wee before bed.
Yeah.
And sometimes in my boxers.
You do it in your boxers?
No, I'm up. No, just in my boxers. So my legs are out and my body's out. Sexy body. And I've had a piss and I've finished my piss. And it's so cold in the bathroom because the eating only comes on in the morning. And then you're like, whoa! And you little do a little run to the bed and you get, oh, it goes in! It's so warm!
That's
a great feeling. And you're like, oh!
Oh, quick, move! And then you dive in under the covers.
And then you're in.
That is good.
In number three. In number two.
You're not beating that.
You can start watching Harry Potter now.
What?
You can start watching Harry Potter now.
I heard you. I want more info.
Well, if you start watching Harry Potter 2 days ago on Sunday, or a day ago on Sunday, and if you watch one every Sunday, you'll finish by Christmas. That's for you.
Wow.
And number one is Conkers. I know we spoke about it a bit, but I've collected loads. I'm on the Conker hype.
Yeah.
I'll challenge anyone to Conker fight.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be a Patreon special. But that's my top three best things about autumn.
It's pretty good. What I like about autumn, jackets are back.
Oh, actually, yeah, you're right.
Good show.
Jackets are back.
Jackets are back. Not coats. It's not 2 degrees. It's 7 to 13 degrees. And we like it in that space.
Mm. You can wear a jumper as well.
You can wear a jumper and a jacket. We're a lot more flexible with our outfits. And it's not so cold that you come out from being in the cold to being too hot.
Mm.
It's not like you get on the bus and the windows are steamed up and it's roasting. The temperature is actually quite good. I like that. Number two, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, that's good for you, isn't
fantastic
it?
Fantastic part.
Can we try some of that sweet potato marshmallow business this year?
Yeah, I'll bring some in. I'll bring some of that in so you can taste it. What an occasion. Fantastic. And I'm going to say it, number one's Apple Day.
It's been gone, but
it's an autumn tradition, and it sort of sets up the rest of the year for me, Apple Day. Fantastic.
What's your... Is Defense number one going to be going to a Kay Curd concert and seeing Wayne Rooney at the end?
You went there, were you?
I wasn't there, I'm afraid. My top three things to do in autumn. Number three is the hot water bottle.
Yeah. Oh, he's so right. So good that
you can finally whack her out, and when you when you get into bed, you maybe set it in bed for a little bit, and then when you get in, oh bloody hell, I don't even put a protection on it.
You just go in. Crazy. You go in bareback.
I just raw baby, and what? just
really carry on.
Get it all like burning yourself a little bit. It's really nice.
Yeah. Really nice.
I love that. In at number two is the scare maze.
Oh, are you going to do one this year?
I'm going to Newcastle to do a scare maze this year. The classic one, Psychopath.
That is a great name.
Have you seen these?
Oh, God, that's such a good name for it. Psychopath
is great. And it's a path as well. You have to get through it.
So, I don't know if you remember this. I went a couple years ago and I told the story on there where one of the actors jumped out and called me a C-U-N-T.
That's not
And started, like, verbally abusing me as part of, like, the scare. And, like, it was I think he started, like, making sexual comments about me as well.
Did
he? If I remember correctly. Jesus. It was a very weird,
yeah,
like...
You sign your life away in them things, don't you?
That's the thing. Have you seen that one in America where they cut your hair? And, yeah, like, set your dog on fire and stuff.
What?
Nah, maybe that's pushing it.
You bring your dog.
They shave you and they'll do a tattoo on you of a willy and stuff. On your lips.
And you pay for this?
Yeah, big time. It's that, like, haunted house in South Dakota or something. Where there's live pedos there and stuff. Number one.
And in at number one, I put the sparkler.
The sparkler is good. That's very much a late autumn event, though, isn't it? Once the clocks have gone back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but it's still autumn.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it is,
do,
yeah.
Do you know what I think autumn or the big dogs haven't touched this year? Or maybe I've not seen enough of it. Mm. Pumpkin spice. I think it's dead.
Yeah.
I don't think... I've not seen any of it. Have you seen any of it?
Because everyone's gone another way, haven't they?
What do you mean? Squash?
No, not squash. Right. So do you think... There's more than just either pumpkin spice or squash.
Well, I was just thinking, what's the other way?
No, but everyone has to... Because obviously Starbucks do your pumpkin spice. But that means that everyone else thinks, well, we can't do that. So we'll do a sort of Biscoff hot honey. Or we'll do a hazelnut punch.
Yeah.
Or we'll... Do you know what I mean? Everyone has to have their own thing.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Pistachio fun bun.
I told this story maybe like 3 years ago.
Tell it again.
But I'll just recap it. It's awful. I've never told my dad this. I think he's seen it on episodes, but I don't think he watches it, so I might get away with it. There was, we went to a Costa Coffee during like October, November, maybe
December.
2018, I'd say. Classic. Ahead of a Newcastle match. And we were sat in there. And I ordered a seasonal hot chocolate with some, like, I think it was, like, toffee apple, like, bits, like, nice. Crumble bits.
This is it,
yeah, yeah.
Black and Forest.
That's what you want pre-game. Do you know what I mean? That's what you want. Forget your pie in a pie.
You want pre-game. You want to start with a 680-calorie drink.
You want a grande hot chocolate, don't you? Just to get you riled up for the big game.
Battenberg. Bakewell. Flambe. Carry on.
So I finished it off, and these like little bits at the bottom, oof, they weren't good. Like they were at the bottom. They had a funny texture and a funny flavour. They didn't really nail it. No, not nice. Spat it out. Put it down. And my dad came back from the toilet and was like, "Ooh, they look good," and drank in it all the bits that I spat into the cup. But I was on my phone checking in the results and stuff, and then. At that point, I was just like, what can I say? Should I just let him...
He's drank your backswash.
Right then, we're coming to the end of the show. We're going to leave you with a little trailer for Come Dom With Me. But we ran out of time to do Joe versus Joe. However, the Patreon, a new episode where we try the world's greatest kebab, I think. We will do Joe versus Joe on there. So if you're up for it, get onto Patreon now. The link is in the description. Come and join us. And time for us to say our goodbyes, but please watch this. Do you want to describe what we're about to watch? Because we are just watching three people look at a door.
So the one place Dom didn't want us to go in his house during his Come Down With Me was his bedroom. It's his shame hole. It's his... greatest travesty. It's the sort of physical embodiment of Dom's upset and disdain for the world into a single room. and he let us look in for 3 seconds each, and here's our reaction.
Is that all you got?
Right, my turn.
What? Is it weird?
I'm dumbfounded.
Ethan,
get dry.
In a
second.
I don't want to do this. Jeremy, don't want to do this. Do you like one? Why are you in the prison? Why are you...
Oh, just my chilly.
Why is he in the prison?
What do you mean in prison?
Why is the one like sitting away with mattress slippers on now? What's going on? It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
If you want to see the full thing, go to the link in the description. Thank you very much for watching. The Sloppy Joes back next Friday. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh yes, we'll see you again. Ta-ra.